Well, what a contrast between foil search and rescue. Volunteers giving up their time to try and save lives in the city, and the people who actually left this device, who wanted to kill police officers here, but were more than happy to take the risk to kill innocent citizens. That contrast couldn't be clearer. And it demonstrates also that these devices were left very open in a public place where people walk by. And I'm thankful today for the actions of Foil Search and Rescue, and I'm grateful that we're not looking at a fatality this morning.
Could that member of Foil Search and Rescue be injured or possibly killed by picking up that hold all?
Absolutely. They believed that this hold all was left by someone who may have jumped in the river or been in distress, and they investigated that. And of course, they could have been killed doing that. Or could any member of the public who was walking past? Look, we also live in a town where people go out and have a drink. Sometimes young people interfere with the bike, maybe they pinch it and drive it home. What a terrible price they would have paid. And the message I keep saying is clear. Whilst they want to kill the police service and kill police officers, they are reckless as to who else gets killed. They're prepared to take the risk.
Can you tell us how large these devices were and what type they were?
In terms of size, it's an early stage and we're examining them as we speak. However, I would anticipate they're around the size of the device that caused the damage in the Santander bank. And anybody close to that when it detonated would have been either killed or very seriously injured.
Have we any idea of a motive at this stage?
Nobody has yet claimed this attack.
Is the finger of suspicion pointing, though, at dissident Republicans at this early stage?
I would expect this is a dissident Republican attack